Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Zone salutes the team of thousands and the crew of Apollo 11.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
50 years ago, they truly went where no one had gone before.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Saluting Apollo 11 and the ultimate touchdown. Soaring with American pride, we are 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back in. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Lots of pro football discussion today. Lots of college football discussion. Let's keep that going now as Chris Lowe joins us at CLO ESPN. He has an ESPN Twitter handle because that's who he works for. Chris, SEC Media Days once again behind
us. Got all these
us.
Letters going.
So many letters. I'll join the PTA and do some KP. Maybe your main takeaway or two as we all exited Hoover this week.
Yes. Talking season period's about over, isn't it?
It's over.
Oh, hell no. We're going to keep talking. What are you talking about?
I love that, Brent. People talk about talking season. Listen, if you're a college football junkie, talking season's last year around.
Man. That's right.
I don't know. I know there's a lot written, a lot said about what Saban said about the distraction. Some staff guys been more zoned in on what their next job was. You know, I guess there's two ways to look at that. A, he was asked the question about Alabama. He responded. You know, he's been sort of chastised in the past for being too boring and too dry. You know, he gave an honest answer, in his mind, an honest answer. You know, the way I look at that is Clemson just beat Alabama that night. They were better than Alabama. I mean, You know, football, you don't play five games. You know, baseball, you have best seven-game series, so it's really sort of silly to say if they play these kind of 4-5-5 points to win, because that's not real realistic with football. But the way I look at it, Clemson's defensive line, Trevor Lawrence, they just were a better football team. They were ready to play. They played smarter. They played better. And they dominated Alabama. So were there coaches on Bama staff that were peeking ahead with their players? Probably so. But, you know, that's happened before Alabama. You know, they've had years where Jim McElwain was headed somewhere to be a head coach, Lane Kiffin. Now, it didn't work out so well for Kiffin because he didn't get to coach the championship game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is not a new phenomenon. And I think a lot of this is just Alabama and Nick Saban sort of retooling and getting ready for this coming year. And, well, and history has shown when they come off a loss, you know, in a big game like that, they're tough to beat the next year.
And I said after listening to him talk, it felt like a coach of an 8-4 team last year. And then Greg McElroy came on our show and said the same thing.
It's the monster that he's created. He'll tell you that. You know, I've had that conversation with him. They don't win a championship in Alabama. Even the SEC title. Remember the year that they won the SEC title with Blake Sims as quarterback and lost to Ohio State in the playoffs? That they were, you know, the program had fallen off the end of the earth. And in conversations with Nick, you know, he sort of expounded on that way in his own way. But if they don't win a national title around Alabama, right, again, I think this is a credit to what he's built there. He doesn't necessarily like it, didn't like to hear it, then it's due to the failure.
Chris, do you think Tennessee will ever be elite again?
Yeah, you don't need to get Matt Hayes on. Matt and I go back about 25 years, great guy and great writer.
Yes.
He made that story and told me what he was going to write, right? And we talked about it. And, you know, in part, I sort of agree with him, but never and ever are both long as a long time.
Never saying that. Yeah, exactly. They're long words.
And we've seen, go back to Alabama, go back to LSU in the 80s or 90s, whatever it was. They had 10 years there where I don't think they had a winning season before Saban got there. Alabama, certainly wasn't lighted on fire, you know, before Saban got there. They had a bunch of coaches. Getting the right coach matters. You know, is Jeremy Pruitt that guy? We're going to find out. And does he get enough time? See, to me, does Tennessee give a guy like Pruitt time to get the program back to where it is? Tennessee's got to get relevant first, Brent and Mickey, before they become elite. And to me, the second part of that question is, what is elite? What defines elite? And is elite being 45-5 or a four-year span and winning two SEC titles and a national title the way they did 95-98 under Philip Horn? That's a hell of a standard. If that's elite, I don't know that we're going to see that again in my lifetime.
Chris Lowe, our guest, you know, you mentioned Saban or you mentioned Jeremy Pruitt. Will he get enough time? A lot of the talk this week, interestingly, Chris, just around channels and people talking, was about Kentucky and Mark Stoops and about how they did give him time. And you've seen right. a 7-win season and a 10-win season, which was their best since 1977, you know, and how Kentucky might be this year. You know, they've kind of reset the floor for Kentucky football, but they were praised by a lot of people just walking and talking for sticking with their coach.
And kudos to Mitch Barnhart, the Kentucky AD and administration there, for having that kind of patience. And Mickey, not only having the patience, but investing and reinvesting in the program. The facilities there are much nicer. They paid money to keep coaches. They've done the things that you've got to do to win, and certainly win in the SEC. And I spent some time with Mark last year. I was up there at Mississippi State, and he said that. Mark's been really good at going into Ohio and getting good players and going places like New Jersey and finding players that maybe weren't Ohio recruited and bring them there to Kentucky. You know, Ohio State and Michigan can't get every great football player in Ohio. And he has convinced those players to come to Kentucky, which is not a long drive, and play in the SEC. Now, the challenge he has is, can they sustain it? Can they regularly be an 8, 9, and 10-win team? That's going to be really, really difficult. And last year they had depth, they had experience, they had players at key spots. They're losing a lot of those guys. I can tell you this though, Mark Bristol, when he hears people say, "Well, that was a one-time deal. They can't do that year after year." That will be their motivation this year and the next couple of years to prove that it wasn't just a one-time flash in the pan type of season.
Chris Lowe with us at CLOE ESPN. Speaking of Ohio State and Michigan, Jim Harbaugh saying Urban Meyer's had a winning record, really phenomenal record everywhere he's been, but also controversy follows everywhere he's been. Was asked about that at Big Ten Media Day and said, I mean, that's really no bombshell, guys. You guys have well documented that.
Yes.
Thought that was funny.
Well, two things. I mean, A, he said it at Media Days, which is going to get all sorts of, Jim's quirky, but he's not dumb. He knew exactly what he was saying, and he knew right there that saying at Media Days it was going to blow up. You know, and number two, it's true. I mean, it's Jim Harbaugh, Ohio State's biggest rival, coach, saying it. But and that made it even a bigger story. But it's true. I mean, as good as Urban's been, as many championships as he's won, controversy has seemed to follow everywhere, off the field, on the field. You know, look at what happened at Florida after he left. And so, yeah, I don't think that Harbaugh was saying anything that was untrue. It's just sort of the timing and the fact that he's Jim Harbaugh and he coaches at Michigan.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with him, though. If they don't meet expectations again this year, Chris, there's going to be a bunch of NFL teams that go up to Ann Arbor and say, what's it going to take to get you back in the league?
Yeah, and some people that have coached with him think that may be ultimately where he goes. He doesn't get it turned around. And even by turning around, it has like it's been a disaster. But get to where they're beating Ohio State and winning Big Ten championships and getting into the playoffs. You know, he's the guy. I mean, you could talk to every Michigan fan in every corner of the world 2, 3, 4 years ago, and all those people wanted Jim Harbaugh. And I think the question becomes, if he didn't get it back to where they want it, who can? And I think that's the scary question for Michigan fans. I think they got a chance to be pretty good this year. But, you know, being pretty good in the realm of Michigan football and beating Ohio State, at the end of the day, you got to beat Ohio State. and they haven't been able to do that. I think that's what everybody's waiting on there in Ann Arbor.
Right. 0-5 would not look good.
Yeah.
No. No. And, you know, Brent, I want to bring something up for tennis here. And I know your listeners sit here in Nashville, but I'm part of a committee for a golf tournament that's a benefit golf tournament that's near and dear to my heart. And I'd ask your listeners to go to PierceCorcoran.golf. Again, that's Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, Corcoran, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N.golf. And you can find information on this benefit golf tournament. Great, great organization that this is benefiting. It's Edward Youth Foundation for youth here in Knoxville. Pierce, a longtime friend of family, was sadly killed in a car accident last December. His family, as tragic as that was, have turned this into something positive. They're raising money for the Edward Youth Foundation with this golf tournament. It's going to be held on August 5th at Getty's View here in Knoxville. Again, people want to donate. They want to help out. They want to play. Again, go to piercecorcoran.golf, and you can find all the information. The support has been unbelievable. The people, Peyton Manning, Philip Fulmer, all sorts of businesses. Pierce's father, DJ, is a captain of the Knoxville Fire Department. And again, I've been friends with that family for years. They're wonderful people and a great cause. So I appreciate you letting me sort of promote that tournament, and I ask that people go to the PierceCorcoran.golf and look at the information there and donate, because it's money that will be spent wisely and for a great cause, the Memorial Youth Foundation.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll tweet out the link too. So definitely. Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate Thanks for it. Sharing, Chris. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. You guys have a great night.
When we come back,
by the way, there are a few better than that dude, man. So anything that Chris is involved in is worth helping.
And something we believe in. When we come back, we're going to squeeze this in before we go. Our favorite guy that we met and interviewed during SEC Media Days, and I'll just say it this way, he is a real prince.
And he talks about coming to America. I mean, that's two amazing things there. Smoky Mountain Tops, that's where you need to go to update.